I'm Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and today marks the start of the 40th annual Wichita Jazz Festival. To put this in context, the first U.S. Jazz Festival was in 1951. Monterey has the title for longest continuously running, starting in 1954. Newport began the same year, but it came and went a few times. So for Wichita to have kept this going is quite an accomplishment. This year's event points to the future with a lineup of rising stars on today's scene. It also represents the continuing ability of jazz to absorb and combine with so many other styles. The festival kicks off tonight at Doc Howard's with a double bill that includes the return of eclectic modernist composer and multi-instrumentalist Andrew Bishop. Tia Fuller, who paid bills early on in her career in Beyoncé's touring band, is now regarded as one of the leading female instrumentalists in mainstream jazz. Joining her quartet is another rising star, trumpeter Sean Jones, whose music is an intriguing blend of post-bop and post-pop. Thursday, from 7 a.m. till midnight, the WSU Jazz Invitational, a free event in the CAC Theater, features local and regional high school and university big bands and combos. One of the more intriguing programs this year is Jazz in Art, Thursday at the Ulrich Museum, with music and a multimedia program on Harlem Renaissance painter Aaron Douglas. This year's headliners are Gretchen Parlato, the wispy-voiced singer who released her third album earlier this month and has started popping up on a variety of best jazz vocalist lists, and guitarist Lionel Luike, originally from Benin, then a student at the famed Berklee College of Music, before quickly being scooped up by Terrence Blanchard, Charlie Hayden, and most prominently by Herbie Hancock. His inspired modern blend of jazz and African music has been on display as part of the trio Gilfema and on several albums under his own name. Luike and Parlato are featured in an Artist Talk Friday at Fish House and perform in the Fest Grand Finale Saturday at the CAC Theater on the WSU campus. Our full list of shows for the week, music videos, links to Fest artists and information, and more on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.